This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Friday, January 24th, from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., the Friends of Fred Smith are hosting their Candlelight Walk as part of the Phillips Winterfest events. This will be taking place at the Concrete Park, and will start just past the front parking lot, go through the woods lit by their ice luminaries and lanterns, then end at the Rock Garden Tavern, which will be open from 4 to 9 p.m., with food and drinks available for purchase, with complimentary hot chocolate. This event will be held regardless of the weather, and they're hoping to have some snow by then. Once again, that's happening Friday, January 24th from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Concrete Park in Phillips. Wisconsin, unlike 20 other states in the Union, has no way for voters to propose new laws or referenda on the ballot. Governor Evers wants to change that. Lisa Hale has more.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers wants to give residents more say in creating laws. Evers announced his intention to include a mandate in the new state budget that would require state legislators to consider a constitutional amendment allowing voters to petition for ballot proposals. Residents would be able to petition to repeal existing state statutes or create new ones and would be able to place binding referenda on the ballot. Governor Evers proposed a similar plan back in 2022 after the overturning of Roe v. Wade temporarily triggered an abortion ban in the state.
Flambeau River YMCA in Park Falls is proceeding as scheduled. According to a Facebook post, so far, they have added tile flooring, toilets, began outdoor insulation, and have continued painting. And that is all after they have completed the exterior of the building and have completed many other renovations of the interior. They are planning to open in spring of this year and are very excited to serve the community. Americans won't have to worry about unpaid medical bills damaging their credit reports and scores for much longer. Brittany Merlot has more.
The Biden administration is finalizing a rule today that will end the inclusion of medical debt on credit reports and ban lenders from using certain medical information in loan decisions. The rule will remove an estimated $49 billion in medical bills from the credit reports of about 15 million people. The Bureau's director said people who get sick shouldn't have their financial future appended. The measure, which was proposed last June, takes effect 60 days after it is published in the Federal Register. Those with medical debt on their credit reports could receive a 20-point boost in their credit score. This is also expected to lead to the approval of about 22,000 additional mortgages every year.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the San Antonio Spurs tonight at Fiserv Forum. Head coach Doc Rivers says Giannis Antetokounmpo continues to amaze him with his style of play.
Giannis' athletic ability, he's one dribble away from a dunk when he catches it on the elbow. If you don't come, he's going to score. If you do come, he's going to pass. I think it's really helped him see the floor, and that's been good for us.
College Hoops, number 7th ranked Marquette, down 14 points with a comeback win over Georgetown, 74-66. The Golden Eagles now 14-2. College football, Badgers defensive back Xavier Lucas. In a dispute with the team, Lucas wants to enter the transfer portal. The university claims he signed an agreement to remain at Wisconsin. The freshman has now hired a law firm based in Miami, Florida. NFL, the Packers installing the game plan for Sunday's matchup against the Eagles. What's the concern after losing back-to-back to the Vikings and then the Bears?
Trying to make sure that everyone's still together. We should not have lost that game. Clean slate. I'm moving forward. Offense, defense, we get a chance to go to Philly and win on their turf. That's the fact of the matter.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Season 2 of HBO's The Last of Us is slated for an April release. Sony Studios confirmed the news at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas earlier this week. Speaking of video game adaptations, during the same press conference, Sony revealed plans for another video game adaptation of Horizon Zero Dawn with Columbia Pictures and Sony PlayStation. There's no timeline yet associated with Zero Dawn, and a specific date was not yet given for the April release of The Last of Us. Paul Mescal says he has an injury to thank for landing his part in Gladiator 2. Mescal says director Ridley Scott cast him because he thought he looked similar to Richard Harris, who played Marcus Aurelius in the first Gladiator. Mescal plays Lucius Aurelius, Marcus's grandson, and believes he got the part because of his crooked nose, which he broke as a kid while playing Gaelic football. That is lucky, but to be honest, most actors would break their own nose to get a role like that. Demi Moore is getting rave reviews regarding her acceptance speech for her Best Actress Golden Globe. Moore won for her role in the film The Substance. She says the Golden Globe was the first award she had ever won for acting in her 45-year career. The actress says she was at a low point in her career when what she called an absolutely bonkers script came across her desk. She agreed to do the role, and the rest is, as they say, history. The holidays continue for Zendaya and Tom Holland. The couple, who have been dating since 2021, are reported to be engaged, according to TMZ. The couple shared the screen in three Spider-Man films, but typically do not walk the red carpet together. Holland says he was not with his fiancée at the Golden Globes, so she could enjoy her moment. Zendaya was nominated in the Best Actress category for the film Challengers. I think they will each make a great first spouse. The Golden Globes kicked off awards season Sunday night. It was good news for the entertainment world, as ratings were up across the board, including broadcast TV, social media, and streaming, despite the fact that the Globes were up against Sunday Night Football. Network TV reported that ratings were up 50% from the broadcast in 2023. The ceremony also produced 40 million social media impressions, which were more than the 2024 Oscars and Grammys had combined. Streaming ratings were up 9%. Post Malone performed with Beyonce during the NFL halftime show on Christmas Day in Houston. The night before, he was hanging at a bar called The Rail Yard with Shaboozy. That was a fun sentence to say. Malone met bartender Renee Brown, a single mom upset that she was working Christmas Eve for the first time instead of home making cookies and watching Christmas movies with her 9-year-old daughter. Her night picked up when Malone left her a $20,000 tip. Being more than 15% is so gauche. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few flurries possible at times. Our high right around 15 this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 5 above. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some light snow in the afternoon into the evening. Our high tomorrow, 23. Snow will be less than a half inch. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it is 7.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.